Hey, 433-1037. It's time to go to the hotline and my favorite, you know, they had a meeting of the Parrothead Club last night, Mayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not go. I'm not a member of that society. Are you?
Not officially, I try to do a lot of things for them and promote, you know, their stuff. You know, they all have Parrothead names, so we need to come up with our Parrothead name, Tommy.
Well, I'd go with some kind of pirate name.
Yeah.
Captain somebody.
I was thinking maybe Shorty Short.
Shorty Short.
I'll be Captain Shorty Short, if that's what you want.
Yeah, you like your men in short shorts?
No, not really. Say,
Melinda, you just walked right into his trap, right into his lair.
Sucked you in.
Well, we've had celebrity pickers on before, and I dare say that Melinda is one of the more knowledgeable football fans that we've had on
this. Well, let it be said, Tommy, having said that, that one Beth Hunt went, what was it, 7-1? Did we go 8 games that first day?
Yep.
7-1, Mayo.
7-1?
Yes. And she had to pick on the spot. She didn't even have the games beforehand.
I love Beth. I love Beth to death. But if you give me both girls over the course of the season, I don't only pick Melinda to win. I pick Melinda to win big time.
Oh, well, thank you. But I don't know. My girl Beth's pretty good.
She threw darts at a dartboard, and I love it.
She got lucky. Yeah. I think I did it last year, and I missed one. I got 5 out of 6.
Wow. I remember.
It takes luck, because I would have thought the Dallas Cowboys would have lost to the Giants and beat the Seahawks, was just the opposite. So there's no – guess what? I would have picked Arkansas over ULM, too.
Sure.
So let's go to the nitty-gritty, to the gridiron. JR, RJ, take it away.
Okay, guys. Well, we're going to start with college football picks, and it's going to be a battle of top 10 teams as number 10 Clemson takes on number 4 Florida State. Florida State is a 14.5-point favorite. That's take it away, Melinda Mayo.
Well, I think Florida State kills them. I'm going Florida State.
And by the way, with these picks, right now Tommy and our guest pickers lead the way with a 12-8 record. Baz follows behind. Well, me, Baz, and Roger follow behind with the 10-10 record. So,
10-10.
We'll see. Roger, you're up next.
Florida State.
Baz?
You know, you got a high-powered offense in Clemson, a really good offense, and a pretty salty defense, hadn't played anybody. The 14 points, that scares me, but I'll go with Florida State because they're playing.
Well, we're not picking points.
I know. Right. I'm just saying.
Where are they playing?
At Florida State.
It's at Florida State.
Yeah,
I'll pick Florida State, too. I'll do the same. Next game, Oregon State versus number 19 UCLA. UCLA is a 7-point favorite.
Where are they playing this one at?
That's at UCLA.
I am stunned by the resurgence of UCLA overwhelmingly, and we have asked many times on this radio station, how come you can't recruit at UCLA? Well, apparently they have in the
hired a former pro
coach, Jim Morris. So I'll go ahead and start things off, and I will pick. God, I wish I knew what the rest of the games was, because I want to pick an upset, but I'll pick UCLA.
Okay, Raj?
Melinda?
Or Melinda?
I'm going to go UCLA, too. I think they win this one big.
What's the spread?
It's a 7-point game in favor of UCLA.
All right, you know what? I'm going for it. UCLA.
UCLA for me.
And I'm going to do the same.
Across the board. All right.
Next game, number 18, Michigan, taking on number 11, Notre Dame.
Oh,
and
big
Notre
time.
Dame is a 5-point favorite.
I think going into the season, Michigan was heralded more than Michigan State. Michigan State played Notre Dame, and they went nowhere fast. The question's always been Notre Dame secondary, and that guy, the cat from Michigan, lit them up last year. Where are they playing?
It's at Notre Dame.
I will pick the Fighting Irish.
Rudy, put me down.
Melinda?
It's my favorite movie. I got to go Notre Dame, too.
Just when you think Notre Dame is back, here shoestrings McGraw at quarterback for Michigan. He's had 9,000 yards against Notre Dame in the last 2 years. I go with the upset, Michigan.
You know what,
Baz?
I agree totally, and I'm going to go with Michigan in the upset, and they're going to win this game on the road.
I'll save my trash talking for later because we've asked the question throughout the morning. You know how much I love Faith Hill to death, and it's her birthday today, and Basil's been asking the question all morning, who's bigger, Tim McGraw or Faith Hill? And I reluctantly even said Tim McGraw is bigger in record sales and all that stuff. And when Basil asked me that, he asked it like this: so who do you think's bigger? And I said, Probably Tim McGraw. No, I asked about Faith Hill, and I said, you know, by after, does she rank in the top 10? Yeah, she does. Well, yeah, you mean you're going to. So he kind of got an anger issue today, so watch what you say. By the way, who would you pick, Melinda?
Oh, man. It's tough. I love her, too, but I think with his movies and everything, Tim McGraw's a little bigger.
What movies?
Hello, Blindside.
Friday Night Lights.
You think he's a good actor? Listen, I will take Faith Hill's Monday Night, Sunday Night Football deal.
Anybody that can pull off that toupee is a great actor.
True.
And by the way, he went to ULM.
Yeah, how about that?
Throw that in there.
I tell you what, I don't think they're country's power couple, though, anymore. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're no longer the power
the hot
couple.
One. They're the older.
But they're happy. They live down in Mississippi. They don't live in Nashville. They got a house in Nashville, but they live down there some mosquito-infested place south of Star.
Oh, let me ask this. Is Tim McGraw and Faith Hill the biggest country couple ever?
No, not ever.
Where do they rank?
Oh, no.
Three. You got June and Johnny.
That's one.
You got George Jones
and Tammy Wynette. Absolutely. You got Hank and
three.
Four.
They hadn't recorded a lot together.
There's not a whole lot of married couples that, you know.
You got Kenny and Dolly, for goodness sake.
Well, they weren't married.
Yeah, they weren't married. They weren't married.
Yeah. Well,
back off, Mayo.
Well, Porter, Dolly and Porter, you know, Helen Cornelius, Jim Ed Brown, what do you want?
Mayo,
favorite Kardashian.
Khloe.
Bingo. See, we're on the same page, baby.
I'm disappointed that you even answered that, Mayo. Go ahead.
In the NFL, we've got Cincinnati taking on Washington. Washington is a 3-point favorite at home.
Yeah. Robert Griffin III already complaining about teams that are after him already. So that's at where?
At Washington.
Cincinnati at Washington. I will because of no. I'm Washington.
Yeah.
Skins.
Mayo.
This was the hardest one for me. Cincinnati's defense has played horrible the past 2 weeks, but I think they get it together, and I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Very nice.
Bass, what'd you take?
I am going with Washington.
And you know what? I'm going to go with Mayo and say Cincinnati in this ball game. I like Andy Dalton a lot. Next game, it's going to be Dalton. Houston taking on Denver. Denver's at home. And Houston's a 2-point favorite.
Ooh, a home game. I don't think Skillet comes out and throws three interceptions.
Denver, you talk about a tough schedule. Good Lord have mercy. Denver is just the Pittsburgh, Atlanta, now Houston. What do you think, Tommy?
I'm picking Houston. Well, I'm going against my Broncos.
Roger.
Houston is look at Mayo? The stats on Houston.
Yeah, they're
you know what? To try to make some inroads.
But they're home.
Yeah, to try to get some inroads, I got to go against Tommy. I'll take Denver.
Gosh, this is a tough game. Mayo, what do you think?
Well, I just think Peyton's going to come back. I think the Broncos are starting to gel now, so I'm going to go Denver.
You know what? I want to pick Denver, but I think Houston is that good. I think Houston is that good.
They're a dark horse.
It's only a 2-point favorite, though.
Yeah.
But I will go with Houston as well. Probably regret it. But
you know what? Denver looked terrible against Atlanta this last week.
And they only lost
three picks.
Yeah.
I'm going with Houston.
Oh, you're going Houston?
Yeah.
Well, what is there?
And the last game in the NFL, New England at Baltimore. Baltimore's a 3-point favorite.
This is going to be a slobber knocker. That's a great game. That's at Baltimore, too.
Yep.
And you see, Baltimore lost last weekend to the Eagles, right?
Right.
New England, are they?
They lost to Arizona last
week.
Wow, so somebody's going to have the two losses in a row out of this game.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Well, this is a tough one, too. You say New England's a 2-point favorite?
The Baltimore's a 3-point favorite.
Wow. Baltimore's three, and it's at Baltimore.
Home. So it's pick 'em.
Wow, Brady losing two in a row, that hadn't happened very much.
No, you're right.
They got the Welker problem going on right now. They got some issues. I'm going to go with God, and I hate them.
Do it, Baltimore.
Roger.
Boy, you know what? Only to try to make some money. I'm going to go with. Catch back up. I'll take Matt Couch Brady.
What do you say, Mayo?
I think New England lost last week because they got conservative. So I don't think they will. I'm going to go New England Patriots.
Oh, this is a tough one for me. This is a tough one. Golly.
It's tough.
I could go either way. You pick Baltimore, Tommy?
Yeah.
Good. You know what? I'm just going to say New England. I think New England. Just going to do it.
Well, you know what? New England's defense is just awful. And they couldn't hold up against Arizona, so I'm going to go with Baltimore in this game.
All right. There you go.
Now, our bonus picks. Right. And it's going to be the Arkansas game and the Arkansas State game. Rutgers and Arkansas. Arkansas is an 8.5-point favorite. We need a score and a winner.
Mayo?
Oh, man. I got to go first on this one. Speaking of bad defense, I'm going to go 28-24 Rutgers.
Oh, my goodness, Mayo.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Wow.
That's a break.
That's a dagger in the
what,
heart.
Hey, could you imagine what this show will be like Monday morning if that happens?
I look
forward. Touchdown Club 2 with John L. Smith.
Once again, no show prep.
Tommy?
I'm going to go Arkansas 28-24.
All right, Roger.
Yeah, I'm going to go The Price is Right. I'm going to go $1.
I've got 34-17 Hogs.
What kind of stupid answer?
What was that, Roger?
I'll go 2-0 Hogs.
Are you being serious?
Yes, 2-0 Hogs.
So you make a mockery
See,
of this.
Again, he's on board time.
These things mean nothing. There's nothing in the numbers.
To bring this show down
before
he goes over there.
Just like
as
the Taliban.
As we get Mayo picking 28-24, I don't do nothing.
You know what? Again, you're right. It's just like those guys over there wearing the uniforms. And you think they're your friends.
Oh, you get shot in the back
of the head. Okay, 35-32. Rutgers.
It's like Rutgers. If we go over, we all lose, and it goes to the guy who bet $2. Is that how
That's
works?
Exactly where. That's the way it is.
Probably.
That's what it is. Everybody goes over, I win.
All right, what'd you go, Basil?
I went 34-17.
Wow.
Yeah.
Arkansas, right?
Yep.
And then I'm going to say 28-21 Rutgers.
Whoa.
You're not going to win with me.
I'm going to say that the Hogs win by 27-22.
Now, Arkansas State's playing Alcorn State. Alcorn State's not very good.
I'm picking Arkansas State big in this one. I'm picking them like 45-17.
Baz?
Yeah, I'll say 42-14.
Raj?
Yeah, 42-14.
Melinda?
I'm going to go 48-17, Arkansas State.
I'm going to say 35-10, Arkansas State.
There you go.
And we're done.
Melinda, so good to talk to you.
Thank you,
guys,
Melinda.
Good. Yeah. Hey, I went to the Celebrity Iron Chef cook-off yesterday.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're still talking about David Basil almost cutting his finger off.
Yeah, it's legendary. I did. I left it there. Part of my finger still is there.
How'd you do?
I won.
All right.
I won with Dan Capello of Chenal Country Club.
Good for you.
They gave us, you know, they give you that mystery basket.
Yeah.
Quail, collard greens, chocolate, pepper jelly, and peaches.
Well, you ought to have an interesting weekend.
Wow, Jared's looking at it. He can make something with that.
Late Sunday night, Mike might, never mind. I'll leave it alone. I don't want to get in trouble.
You're talking about the collard greens.
Yeah, he could leave a trail of tears, as we like to say. All right, you take care, Melinda.
All right, good luck, everybody.
All right, bye-bye. We got the Salt Bowl coming up, and we got the coaches here, and we got food to talk about. I still want to find out what your secret ingredient is, but we got to pay.